gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the Santa's sleigh of free speech because it comes flying through the sky or through the internet tubes, and you get all these great presents of free-speaking radio hosts and guests coming at you. But it's not cheap because, you know, it's not Christmas every day. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and follow the instructions. Send us a Christmas present. How about that? Or Kwanzaa. Hey, happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Kwanzaa, you know what Kwanzaa is good for? Procrastinators. Yeah, that's why we have it in my house.
You know what? I didn't even think Kwanzaa was a thing. The first time I heard of Kwanzaa was on Futurama, and I thought it was a joke. And it is actually a thing, isn't it?
It's a thing. No, I welcome it. And of course, it's a thing. And of course, like, if you have kids who went to public school, they got all Kwanzaa-fied. And for me, it was fine because...
what is it?
I'm busy.
And what is it?
No, I went and did my Kwanzaa shopping yesterday. How about that? And
yeah, but what is it?
Huh?
What actually is it? Because David's talked about Kwanzaa, and he always calls it a bogus public holiday, or a bogus holiday. But I don't actually know what Kwanzaa is. I'm asking you, what is Kwanzaa?
Oh, okay, so some social studies professor, some black guy, I think in the 1980s, could have been a little bit earlier, but I think it was in the 1980s, he just said black people need a holiday, right? Because the Jews have Hanukkah, and the Muslims have Ramadan. Of course, Ramadan can happen any time of year. And the Christians, white people get Christmas. We need a holiday. So he said, in fact, we need five holidays. So we're going to take the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's Eve. So from the 26th to the 30th. And the whole thing will be Kwanzaa. And we're going to have, you know, we're going to invent traditions. And then it'll be Kwanzaa. And of course, there's Kamala Harris, or chlamydia, I'm sorry, I mispronounced her name. And she's saying that, like, her family always celebrated Kwanzaa, which is ridiculous because her parents divorced and she grew up with her Indian mother, who would not have been celebrating Kwanzaa, especially before it was even invented. But, you know, that's chlamydia for you. And
so basically, yeah. she's so woke. That she believes she's so supremely woke, possibly the most supremely woke of them all, that she actually celebrated a holiday that didn't exist with her family, who would never have actually celebrated that holiday because they weren't of that racial group. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Wow. That's wokeness on a new level. I've got to respect that level of wokeness. So mini Kamala Harris was so woke, she understood wokeness before wokeness was a thing.
Oh yeah,
I do like this, Patrick. This is what I love about liberals and the woke, how they all fall over themselves to prove just how woke they are. And this is a bit of a classic. I think this is a classic.
She was on civil rights marches in her stroller saying, "I want freedom. I want freedom." That's what she says.
Yeah. "I want freedom to celebrate Kwanzaa," even though no one knew what Kwanzaa was, but she'd already predicted it and celebrated it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. I've got to say.
But for me, it's good because of procrastination, because I'm late. I was born late and I still haven't caught up. So it's very convenient for me. It always has been. I had no Christmas presents bought on Christmas, and so, but I went out yesterday, got a couple. I'd like to get another one today, but I don't know what to get. But at any rate, that's the way things go. And so Kwanzaa is it is the Christmas of procrastinators. That's the way I look at it. It's very convenient. Also,
we don't have this in the UK, by the way. This isn't a thing in the UK.
Not yet. You'll get it. You'll get it.
You'll get it eventually. I'm starting already. Every sickness and mental nonsense and depravity that comes out of America always eventually trickles to the UK in some form or another. So I'm sure by the time my daughter is finishing her education, people will be saying to her, oh, we didn't do a nativity any year. We did a, this year, we did a Kwanzaa play. And I'll be like, oh, God.
There is a Kwanzaa song or two, and she'll be singing them. She'll be singing
them. Wow. So what's the actual narrative? You seem quite knowledgeable about this, Patrick, which does shock me. Not because you're not usually knowledgeable about things, because you usually are, but it just shocks me how knowledgeable you are about Kwanzaa. But what I was going to say is, what's the actual, because all the other sort of holidays you mentioned, sort of Christmas, Ramadan, you know, the Jewish holidays such as Hanukkah, all of those have a purpose, so to speak, and that purpose is to celebrate something which is integral to those particular religions. And I find it interesting that the black person who came up with this said that Christmas was specifically a white holiday. He didn't say it was a Christian holiday. I find that very interesting. But what's the narrative then behind Kwanzaa?
Well, I mean, so it's not pretending to be ancient. It is open that, you know, he's not saying, oh, there was actually in Ghana or Nigeria, there was this custom. It's like, no, look, we need invented traditions, which is honest. And of course, I mean, America is a relatively new country in a way, right?
And yeah, it is. Yeah, you can't argue that America is relatively new.
Yeah, I mean, as a society, like as a state, as a political entity, actually, it's kind of old. You know, you look at the map of Europe, how many European, what we think of as European countries were on the map like that in 1776. So in a way,
I think you've got to remember with Europe is you've got sort of states like Britain, which are ever changing. But then you do have historic nations such as England, which have obviously been around a lot longer. But get back to Kwanzaa, because I need to know the lore. I'm one of those people that plays games and I like to immerse myself in the lore.
I don't know. I mean, so it is new. It's invented. I don't know if they have any, if they've tried to invent some games. There are like African colors. You're supposed to, you know, the red, black, and green type of thing. So there's a little bit with that, and I really don't know. But it's something that gets pushed into public schools, because public schools are, you know, depending on where you are, there are a lot of blacks who go to public schools because they're not going to private schools, and there's a lot of black kids. A lot more than you would think. So it's something that's pushed in the schools. But, you know, in terms of widely recognized traditions, not a whole lot.
And can I ask you one other question then?
What?
Is it celebrated in Wakanda? Is this an official Wakandan day?
Of course.
And or what came first, Patrick? Kwanzaa or Wakanda?
Kwanzaa came first because...
I'm going to Google this. By the way, this show, I've derailed this show completely. I think we've had 20 minutes of nonsense so far.
It's all right.
Let's have a look.
Because this is a retrospective of 2021. How could you have a retrospective of 2021 without a whole bunch of nonsense?
Yeah, well, that is true. Right. Wakanda's first appearance was in Fantastic Four, issue 52... in July of 1966.
Oh, well, now you got to look up Kwanzaa. You'll find.
I am Kwanzaa. I spelt it incorrectly. Now Kwanzaa. Oh, is this a coincidence, Patrick?
Same time.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966. So Kwanzaa and Wakanda were both invented in the same year.
How about that?
I know. So maybe this isn't such a nonsensical load of rubbish that we're talking. After all, maybe this is actually, we're getting somewhere here. The 1960s were the worst time, and all of the crap was invented then. Well, not all of the crap, but they certainly got the ball rolling with the crap in the 60s. Can we agree that?
Yeah.
That's when the ball... I mean, the ball was...
Who's the professor who invented Kwanzaa, and where did he teach? Does it say?
Let's have a look. Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually on the sixth day. It was created by activist Maluna Karenga, based on African harvest festival traditions from various parts of Africa, including West and Southeast Africa.
Oh, I thought it was a professor. I don't know.
He created it during the aftermath of the Watts riots as a specifically African-American holiday to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of dominant society. So there you go. But same year as Wakanda. Coincidence? I think not, Patrick. You know, this is legitimately... This is, you know, all those, I'm really going to upset some people now. You know, all those retarded shows you get on like BitChute where they're saying that like nanobots are eating your brain and 5G is going to turn you into a jellyfish and Trump's really secretly the president and he's got an underground army and underground bases. This particular show today that we are so privileged to be a part of has actually talked more truth and connected more breadcrumbs in the last 20 minutes of nonsense than all of those channels have in their entire existence.
I know, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
No. So right about now, I can hear the stampede of Q-tards heading to my house to gut me like I was a Christmas turkey.
Speaking of Q-tards, Mike Adams, and I had the review... I had multiple people, for whatever reason, was it on Christmas Day? Was it on Saturday? I think it was on Saturday. Maybe it was on, no, I guess it was on Sunday. It was on Sunday, day after Christmas, first day of Kwanzaa, obviously the first day of Kwanzaa. I had multiple people, independently, say, Andrew Kaufman, don't you think Dr. Andrew Kaufman's great or something like that? Or what do you think of Andrew Kaufman? So I went back and reviewed a video from a few months ago with Mike Adams interviewing Andrew Kaufman and Thomas Cowan, who are both people who say viruses, to the extent they exist, they don't cause disease and they've never been isolated and this and that. I thought, okay, I got to go back and actually take some notes and respond, because like it was really hard to listen to it the first time because there's just so many things that are obviously stupid. Let me get to it. The whole thing just gives me kind of a headache, but I think I can find some of this stuff here. Here are a few notes. And, you know, one thing is, okay, so you got Kaufman. He just uses a different definition of what isolate a virus means from everybody else. Okay. And then when you listen, he said, well, actually, you know, because he's not just talking about the dreaded coronavirus not having been isolated, but every virus never been isolated. Right. And so, immediately you're pushing back our task. Our task right now is to convince people that for the past 22 months, they've been lied to about the severity of one particular virus. But he's saying, no, we've got to be, our task is to tell people that they've been lied to about the very existence of every disease-causing virus that they've ever heard of for their entire lives. Talk about pushing back the goalposts. I mean, how are we ever going to win with that? No, you never had the flu. It was the environment. You never had a cold. You never had measles or whatever. You never had any of these things. No, it was simply the environment, toxicity in the environment. And no, you never spread it from one person to another. No, that never happened. That's what we have to convince everybody. And like, it makes me mad because I guess this guy has been talking like this for a while, and both these people, you know, are making some money off of it. Obviously, the big pharma is a huge, huge industry, but contrarianism is a cottage industry, and there are people who are contrarians who put out weird ideas who make a living, a comfortable living from it. You know, David Icke or whatever, they make a comfortable living by putting out weird ideas. And I don't like these people hijacking our people, right? So I'm kind of pissed off. So it started with that, and I'll just go a little bit more. The Cowan guy, right? Okay, okay, because so Cowan says, you should be able to order pure isolated viruses in powder form in order to experiment and test on them. Now, the thing is, like with a bacteria, you can acquire bacteria in isolated form like that because you can grow bacteria in a petri dish, right? So you can get some cells, and with as long as they've got their nutrients, they'll grow in a petri dish and reproduce. That's how you get them. The whole thing about a virus, the virus is defined as this entity with DNA and some protein around it that is not able to reproduce on their own. That is intrinsic to the nature of the virus. It cannot reproduce on its own. It needs to hijack the machinery of a host cell. And so therefore, it can't be grown in a petri dish on its own without other organisms around it, without other cells around it. Because he's saying, well, yeah, they send you this, you know, if you get this stuff, it's like got cow DNA in it or human DNA, and they tell you. And so obviously it's not being isolated, so it can't exist. What do they expect? People to go in with tweezers and take out a DNA from this cell and then go into another cell and take out a virus from that cell? And I mean, it's so what you've got is if, you know, a virus can't be grown in a petri dish because they can't reproduce on their own, how does this guy expect labs to present him with a solution of nothing but water and viruses?
I see what you mean. So when you present a virus, you present it because, yeah, let me simplify this, Patrick, because I think you've missed a step here. Without being rude, you've missed.
Yeah, well, I missed a paragraph on what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, but when you're explaining it, basically, bacteria live around cells. So when you get a bacterial infection, the bacteria kill cells, but they live around them, not within them. However, viruses are much smaller, and viruses live in cells and kill your cells from the inside out. Now, that is why you can't present a living sample of a virus without presenting it with the tissue it is living inside of. That's the simplified version of what you get taught in basically biology 101. Is that correct?
Basically, yeah. So the virus, it can exist outside of a cell as like a tiny little particle called a viron, okay? But it cannot reproduce outside the cell like that. So you're not going to be able to accumulate millions and millions of these virons and present them to somebody, because I mean the way you can accumulate millions of bacteria is by getting a couple and letting, you know, getting a tiny sample and then letting them reproduce on their own in a petri dish. But you can't do that with the virus. So basically this is it. If viruses are defined as genetic material surrounded by proteins but lacking the ability to reproduce on their own, so it makes no sense to claim that you have proven viruses don't exist just because nobody can make them reproduce on their own. So, I mean,
complete sense to me. So what you're really saying is that the people who say viruses have never been isolated are really redefining what an isolated virus is, and they're redefining it in their own favor, so that when somebody says, well, here's a sample of a virus, they say, that's not a sample of a virus, that's a cut of steak. And the person says, yes, but the virus is in the steak. And they're like, wrong, I asked for a virus and you give me a cut of steak with a virus in it, thus viruses don't exist, because you can't give me the virus on its own. But you can't give the virus on its own because it isn't a virus until it is inside the cell and reproducing and behaving in the way that we know viruses as. And that is one of the reasons.
And right now we're at the break. Let's get right back.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Our very special Kwanzaa show, where we're ragging on Q-tards and specifically Thomas Cowan and Andrew Kaufman.
Well, I've got one to go after we finish this, but as I was just about to say, this is why when you take an antibiotic is very effective, obviously, against bacteria. That's what antibiotics do. They're effective against bacteria. And basically, that is because the bacteria do not live inside of cells. So the antibiotics flow around your cells and kill the bacteria. Whereas with viruses, it's a lot harder to actually have an effect against viruses because they live inside the cell. So you need something that can go into the cell to actually get them. And that's what creates a problem. And that's why there has never been effective cures for flu, for cold, for AIDS, etc. And this isn't because there's some great conspiracy or it's because we don't understand viruses. We do understand viruses. The reason there hasn't actually been a solution to those illnesses is because exactly of what I've said. They are viruses, and because they're viruses, they behave in a very different way to bacteria. And it's very easy for people, and I believe these people may, well, I'm not sure actually, I don't, it's probably a little bit unfair of me.
I don't know what's going on in their head, whether they sincerely believe this or not. I don't know.
No, because I sometimes wonder this. I sometimes wonder this because there are so many crackpot theories out there. So many crackpot theories out there. And basically, I listen to these different things because people often send me them for a multitude of reasons, sometimes to amuse me, sometimes to make me roll my eyes, sometimes because we're having a laugh about these things. But I see these things and I do actually think to myself, well, what do I actually think? Do I think these people are, you know, just basically shilling something? Because often, and I don't want to be unfair here, but often you do see these people then selling something. Now, one of the biggest scams going around at the moment, not the nonsense I'm going to talk about in 2 seconds' time, but one of the biggest scams that you see going around at the moment is this idea of structured water, that water can be actually structured. It can't be, by the way. But if you buy...
Ice. Ice is kind of like a, you know...
A structured water, yeah, it's got, I suppose. But the... These people who are selling this structured water, it's actually quite interesting because they're selling it to people. Well, they're not selling structured water. They tell people that structured water is good for them. And they tell people that structured water is this wondrous thing that is that is good for them as people. And then the people then buy this machine or this device, which then structures their water. So every time they drink water, they're not drinking, you know, common or garden tap water that us lowly peasants drink, but they're drinking this special structured water, which has, you know, these great wondrous properties that normal water just doesn't have. And this sounds like a joke, but it's not. It's actually true. And I often look at what these people are then selling because it's, I'll talk a bit about alternative medicine here. This will upset a few people as well. There's all these different alternative medicines. And when you go to these alternative medicine fairs, because there are actually alternative medicine fairs, you know, different groups or organizations will hire out convention centers for a weekend of alternative medicine. Now, if you walk around one of these alternative medicine fairs, it's quite interesting to actually behold what's going on there. So you'll go to the alternative medicine fair and you'll see, let's say there's 30 stalls, and each one of those 30 stalls will be shilling a different alternative medicine. And each alternative medicine will be built on a different understanding of the body to the last. So each one of those 30 stalls will have reinterpreted medicine in their own specific way, and often tell you that your body works in a different way to the other 29 people selling their alternative medicines. And that means that if just one of those alternative medicines is actually on the money, every other alternative medicine there is just complete rubbish, because they've all created their own system of how the body works, or their own system of how the world works, their own little mini science to draw people in so that they can then sell their product or their service to the people who subscribe to their understanding of medicine and the way the world works. So if I see somebody talking about this kind of thing, I tend to look at them from the point of view of, what are you actually trying to gain here? And if I see somebody who is telling you that your body works completely differently to any regular understanding of the human body, what are they trying to sell? And usually there is an answer to this. Usually there is some kind of device or therapy or something that they're trying to sell that makes them money. And that would tell you a lot about what these people are doing. They're creating their own little medical fiefdom where they are this truth teller, where they are this person who tells their followers the truth and then sells them a solution.
And we're coming right back up on the break. Back to talk more about
ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Okay, we're back, and I guess we're talking about, in the case right now, you're talking about these like structured water and other, there are all these therapies or what do you call it,
nonsenses
that have their own theory around them. I remember listening to shortwave radio 30 years ago, and the guy was there was an ad for like, was it magnetic bed sheets or something? Because if you sleep surrounded by magnets, it's going to do wonderful things for your body.
Yeah, I saw that, and I also saw something called a grounding pad. Now, bear with me on this one. A grounding pad is something that you are meant to put under you as you sleep, and it connects you to the ground. It connects you to the ground. So when you sleep, you are always touching the ground. And that means, apparently, according to people who believe in these grounding pads, that basically you get better sleep. The badness in you, we'll call it, you know, some bad woo in you, somehow transfers from you to the ground. And this keeps you sleeping better, you have better night's sleep, your ailments disappear quicker. If you get ill, you're ill for a shorter period of time. And I remember seeing this, and I'm in no doubt that the people using this feel better for using it. But does that mean it actually has an effect? Well, no, it's called placebo. All of these things have a very powerful placebo effect upon the people who believe in them, who purchase them. They go away and they believe that they have purchased something that is genuinely helping them in their life. And if that helps them in some way, great. But it's not a substitute for proper medicine. And it's the same with Christian faith healers. Christian faith healers do exactly the same. I have got no problem with people meeting at a church group, praying for one another, giving each other support. I think all of those things are very, very important. I think prayer, belief, coming together as a community is all very important. But if you're telling people, which some people are, that prayer will heal, you know, cancer or dementia, or it will cure your child of children of leukemia, and parents or people in the community are then putting all their faith in someone who's coming to their house and taking large checks from you, saying, if you believe, your child will be saved. And then when your child dies, they say, well, you probably didn't believe enough, you know, that was God's plan. I think that's very callous, and I think it's very wrong. And I think the same is true for a lot of these alternative medicines. And, you know, I'm sure some people absolutely do believe in them. But at the same point, I'm sure they do an awful lot of harm to some people out there who, unfortunately, are putting all their hope into something that can't actually help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, right now we're facing what I think is like the battle of our lives, because it seems to me that this corona apocalypse has nothing to do with a public health crisis. I mean, I think the coronavirus could be a challenge for some people, but it is no kind of crisis that warrants any of these policies that they've been using. And it seems pretty clear at this point that there's no intention of letting this I was talking to my doctor just the other day, and I said, well, what do you think 2022 is going to be like, just, you know, making small talk. And he says, well, the Omicron is it's so contagious and so mild that it's just going to rip through the population and give everybody you know, herd immunity. Well, we'll get herd immunity, and the pandemic will be over, because he's thinking as a medical person, right? And yeah. I know somebody who had opposed all of these measures, the vaccines and everything. He'd opposed all this all along, but you know, he's still not really thinking as a politician. And I didn't really engage him. I didn't say, well, no, because this is not intended to go away. It's intended to be a pretext for you know, it's intended to stay around long enough to get this infrastructure of a totalitarian police state in place. And then maybe they won't need it anymore once they've got the infrastructure in place that can be used for anything. I didn't tell him that, but at any rate, you know, that's what he said, because he's thinking as a medical person. And he says, yeah, even the and I asked him, I said, well, do you think people who had taking vaccinations, that you know, there are some people, not just internet contrarians, but you know, there are some pretty prominent people who are concerned that the vaccinations, which offer some sort of narrow spectrum resistance to particular variants of this, are going to crowd out your innate immune system. And he says, well, he thinks that the Omicron will probably infect vaccinated people too, and impart immunity on them. Whatever, I don't know.
Well, anyway, you see, this is the thing, and this is very important. He's right then as well, because people aren't actually vaccinated against. You and I both know that a vaccination is only good against a specific a specific strain of a disease. So if you're vaccinated against COVID-19 and then there's a new strain of COVID-19, you are no longer vaccinated. So if, for example, if you were vaccinated against the common cold, as soon as there was a new strain, you would no longer be immune to it.
You know, I don't want to get too deep into that technology because it's beyond my pay grade. But what is within my pay grade, though, you know, I looked, so this Andrew Kaufman, he does have a resume that, he went to undergraduate at MIT and then medical school at Duke or something like that. And I think he might have been on the Duke faculty for a while. These are big deal institutions. So, you know, of course, there's, you know, tens of thousands of people who can claim the same. But, you know, he's got a background. I still think he's a quack. And the other guy, Thomas Cowan, I don't know exactly what his background is. And you look at his website and doesn't say much other than he's an MD. So he's an MD. I don't know. But I don't know what. And Kaufman is a psychiatrist, by the way. He's that's his specialty is psychiatry, which is still a medical doctor. You know, they can prescribe medications and everything, but and they go to medical school. But I don't know what the Cowan guy. But I can tell you one thing that what he's not good at, because Cowan doesn't. When you hear him speak, he doesn't even really seem all that bright. Now he might be smart scientifically, because a lot of people are smart scientifically because they're kind of nerdy. Don't present very well, and you know his rhetorical skills are lousy. I mean, he just uses straw man argumentation and is just kind of a jerk. So you know, he says this is a quote, this isn't me paraphrasing him, this is a quote from his book. If the fact that a lot of people getting sick in the same place proves viral causation, then we could logically conclude that Hiroshima must have been a virus. If we claim a disease that spreads is also proof of viral causation, then the Chernobyl disaster could have been caused by a virus. For more than 100 years, people observed that one sailor after another got sick on ships. Their teeth fell out, and many went into heart failure and died. For many, it was obvious that something was being passed, a contagion from one sailor to the next. Now, the thing is, nobody ever claimed that, nobody claims that a lot of people getting sick in one place proves viral causation. So that's a complete straw man. Nobody claims that. Nobody ever thought Hiroshima or Chernobyl were virus. Everybody recognized it was radiation. It's obvious. And, you know, scurvy. He's talking about scurvy. That was before viruses were even hypothesized, right? So, like, this is just horrible. I mean, in terms of rhetoric, you know, there's so many. There are so
no,
many.
No, it's not and, though. It's not horrible when you listen to something like that. I'm not meaning to be funny, but that's not that's some those kind of. When people use that kind of rhetoric, what they're actually doing is they are doing their best to basically win people over with what they think are clever little sort of throwaway comments. And I think what he's doing there is actually quite clever. I think there's people who are going to read that. And they're the kind of gotchas, or what people think are gotchas, that they will regurgitate to others. So people will use that. And I've had that kind of nonsense used on me. And sometimes it does actually leave me speechless. Sometimes I'm actually left speechless. And you might be thinking, well, why does that leave you speechless? Because sometimes somebody says something so stupid that you actually don't know how to respond to that stupidity, because it is so mad. It's so insane, it's so crackpot, that you just sit there and you think to yourself, how could anyone believe this? How could anyone actually think this is real? But they do. And this guy, obviously, you know, this guy or his followers will. But I can see why people like that kind of thing. He thinks he's made a real clever point there. And I can tell you this, Patrick, his followers will think that's a clever point. That's the sad thing.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm not going to let this go. So then in the video, he says that he and Kaufman asked a virologist with 20 years experience at Wuhan and another 20 years experience at Yale if, quote, it is possible to see an isolated example of SARS-CoV-2 from a person with COVID, and he said no. Okay. Now, obviously, this person, if he had been at Wuhan for 20 years and then after that at Yale for 20 years, he's obviously Chinese, right? And I don't know how, you know, if he still had a Chinese accent or whatever. So the Chinese virologist is quoted as saying it is not possible because there is not enough there. All right. Now, you know, the whole thing is like C. What does C even mean? Because you don't act the viruses are too small to see optically. I mean, you can image them with a electron microscope. But, you know, OK, so whatever that means, they're talking oranges and apples because they don't agree on definitions. I mean, they don't have the same definition of what isolated means. So and, you know, I don't know exactly what was said. I just know what was paraphrased by Cowan. OK, so whatever that means. But then Cowan says Dr. Kaufman had the presence of mind to ask, well, what if they mixed the bodily fluids of two people? Would there be enough there? And the guy says no. Well, what about 100 people? If they mix all their bodily fluids together, 100 people, would there be enough there? And he says no. Well, what about 1,000 people? And he said no. Well, wait, what about 10,000 people? And Cowan says, the Chinese virologist said no and stopped talking to them. Of course, because they're being dicks, right? I shouldn't say that on RBN. They're being jerks. It's childish behavior, but they're presenting it as evidence for their claim. I mean, if it's too difficult to isolate a needle in a haystack, why would you say, well, what if there are 10,000 haystacks? You know, it's like, but that's supposed to be their proof. It leaves me speechless.
That doesn't leave me speechless. You know, I've heard all of these things for quite a few months now. This hasn't been isolated. COVID doesn't exist. Then it went to viruses don't exist. And I've said this before on this show. I think all of these sort of what I would say were crackpot theories actually do the whole truther, as they like to call themselves, they call themselves the truther movement. I think it does it all quite a lot of harm, and it makes quite a lot of normal people think, well, there is something up, but I want to back away slowly. And the latest cope today, or the thing I wanted to talk about, was somebody sent me a video by Charlie Ward before I came on the show. Now, Charlie Ward is Britain's resident, Linwood or Mike Adams or one of these people who just comes up with just outrageous guff. And basically, he's put up a video today as Charlie Ward, and he's saying that Trump shilling the jabs isn't because Trump is letting people down. Trump is shilling the jabs because the globalists had a plan to basically carry on these lockdowns for 10 years. And Trump, you know, speeded out with all of these jabs because basically he's not a globalist, and he's backing the jabs because this is going to force the globalists to end the lockdowns early. And by ending the lockdowns early, Trump has saved 468 million lives of people that would have been culled during lockdown. I'm not even joking. This is the latest. Trump is still in charge, and Trump doesn't really support the jabs. But, you know, the people dying because of jabs or because of complications, that's all part of Trump's absolute master plan. And this is the kind of rubbish that these people actually believe. Now,
well, do you know who Candace Owens is?
Yeah, I do. She did an interview with Trump the other week.
Yeah, and she's – oh, okay, I didn't see – yeah, that's right, she did. I haven't seen that. But she said that she thinks Trump supported promoted the vaccines because he's too old to know how to use the internet and therefore wasn't able to get alternative information from what the people around him were telling him, which actually I think is pretty plausible.
Well, I think the problem is with Trump is people are sadly still trapped in this bizarre, what can we call it? This bizarre...
Bizarre, you can think about what to call it during the break. We'll be right back.
Some clash or tweet the hatter's beard. From now he always shall be single. To fall in love with boys is weird. Especially boys without a tingle. Black Adder, Black Adder. His taste is rum or port. Black Adder, Black Adder. A randy little sword. Lord Flashcup, Lord Flashcup.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back, and did you think of what to call Trump and what people think of him during the break?
Well, what I was going to say is, it's a massive cope, isn't it? It's a massive cope. These people are still waiting for Trump to ride in on a white horse and rescue them. These are the people who, when the insurrection didn't happen on any of the dates they said, then let go of it, because they realized that if they let go and they admitted they had been fooled,
they would look foolish. So they are still saying, no, we haven't been fooled. We're not being fooled by all this Q stuff. No, not at all. None of us have been fooled. We just didn't interpret it correctly. But our new interpretation is, yes, of course, there's going to be an insurrection. Of course, Trump is going to ride to the rescue. But it's just not on any of the dates that we predicted. And at this point, you've got to start asking yourself, you know, are these people completely mad? Well, maybe they are. Maybe they are completely mad. But they are still completely buying in to the idea that Trump is coming to rescue them on a big white horse. And this is a big problem, because you and I have regularly stated throughout the time we've worked together, no one's coming to save us. No one's coming to save us at all. In fact, quite the opposite. Not only is no one coming to save us, we're going to be the ones that have to save ourselves if we're going to be saved at all. And unfortunately, that is what we're faced with. But all of this, Lynn Wood, Mike Adams, all this other nonsense that is still going on somewhere in a place we shall refer to as Qtardia. Unfortunately, the thing is, they're diverting people from actually doing anything. Because the people are sat there waiting to be rescued. And anyone who's sat there waiting to be rescued by Trump or the US Navy or anybody else who's apparently going to come in on a big white horse and rescue everyone, those people are going to be very, very disappointed. It's going to be very, very disappointing for those people, because nobody is coming to save anybody. In fact, quite the opposite. We're going to be in a position where actually, if we don't save ourselves, if we don't organize ourselves, if we don't do something, we'll all just be sat there watching BitChute and waiting for the next big white savior who never comes. And in the time we waste, the time we spend procrastinating, waiting for this savior, well, unfortunately, we're going to be in big trouble, because our enemies get stronger and stronger by the day, and we get further down the road to the real end game, which is us becoming a racial minority. And I'll tell you that this, when that happens, there's no coming back. Now, the COVID stuff is bad enough. You know, once you get into a tyrannical a state where you're living under tyranny, that's bad enough. But I'll tell you this, you can come back from that. You can escape tyranny. You can fight back against tyranny. However, once you are a racial minority, once your land has been taken from you and you are a hated minority and you've been genocided and brought to the brink of extinction, there is virtually no way to come back from that. You just have to look at South Africa to see how that ends up.
Yep. Hey, I will say this, because this is our last second. No matter what you think of Trump, I think he's proven over the past 4 years, he actually doesn't know how to save us. No, that's... Okay,
that's the perfect way to end it. I couldn't have summed it up better myself.
Yeah, well, you inspired it. Thank you for joining me. And do you have a show this week?
I do. I've got a show on Wednesday night, as always. It's at 7 p.m. UK time, Patriotic Weekly Review. The guest is Alex Thompson from UK Column, if he doesn't cancel on me, which I hope he won't. And hopefully it'll be quite good. So until then, I will see you all soon. Thank you for having me on. I'll see you same time next week. Have a great new year.
You too. Have a great new year, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me, perhaps, 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 perhaps.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.